You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the Political Cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Don't you understand what I'm trying to say? Can't you feel the fears I'm feeling today? If the button is pushed, there's no running away. There'll be no one to save with the world in a grave. Take a look around you, boy. It's bound to scare you, boy. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction.
Well, you know, we certainly wanted to repurpose that old civil rights hymn for a higher calling here tonight on TPC, but I was talking with Keith and Eddie during the break about that. Welcome back to the second hour of tonight's show, ladies and gentlemen. I always liked that song while detesting the lyrics, so we found the one verse that we could possibly use on this show and decided to play it, but you were around. That was that old Vietnam protest, civil rights, cheerleading song. Let me make sure your mic's turned on, Pappy. Let's see what's going on. Hang on. Something's going on here. Let me see what's happening. Now, you got to turn that. You know how to work that mic. All right. Now you're on. All right. You remember that back. That was in your Vietnam days.
All too well, buddy. Yes, I remember that. I liked it.
Barry McGuire. Keith says, why are we playing that Barry McGuire civil rights BS in here?
Yeah. You know, we have part of a song on our show. Give me fever.
Give me shelter.
I'm like Nancy Pelosi. Give me shelter.
Good morning.
That's oh so true, man. But I'm having such a ball. It's hard to stay.
Well, toss it to Keith. So Keith, we repurposed those lyrics a little bit. But I, like I said, it was always a militant, defiant song. If only it could have been channeled into the proper calling.
Well, unfortunately, the left stole a march on us and got the high ground on all of this stuff. But let me tell you. The civil rights movement was not the wonderful, righteous left that people like Donald Trump and mainstream conservatives, people like Stuart Rhodes with the Oath Keepers think it was. It was just the first in a series of destructive left-wing movements intended to bring down the old order and the historic nation of America. And the sooner people realize that, the sooner we can start curing what's wrong. If you consider the civil rights movement to be a righteous cause, then you haven't been paying attention to what you've been listening to on the political cesspool.
All right, we're going to be tossing it back and forth. It's great to have Eddie the Bombardier Miller back home tonight, one night only, as he's doing his thing, and we're all part of the same family, the same fabric, and the same team, but we've expanded. I mean, you know, it's grown is what's happened, but let's talk now about Trump's plan. This is big. So Brad Griffin really had a nice column about this over there at OccidentalDissent.com. You can always depend on Brad. We'll read a few passages, and then we'll toss it over to you two, y'all, for commentary. Brad writes, last week I sat at home, watched Tucker Carlson's show, and continued to scroll through Twitter and observe the chaos that Black Lives Matter and Antifa were unleashing in Louisville and other cities around the country in response to the grand jury's decision in the Breonna Taylor case. Now, we covered that in the first hour. In Portland, they continued to set fire, and this time to the Portland Police Union once again. In Los Angeles, they tried to pull a man out of his car and kill him. In Louisville, they took a Unitarian church over, kicked out all the white people, and tried to set the city library on fire. That was before they shot two cops and hit another one in the back of the head with a baseball bat. There were Black Lives Matter and Antifa protests elsewhere in the country, which descended into violence. It's been going on for months now. Meanwhile, though, President Trump was in Atlanta to sell his platinum plan for Black America. The polls are close again in Georgia, not because blacks have become more numerous, but because Trump has lost so many white voters. Trump has the same problem with white voters in Texas. Fox News reports President Trump's plan for Black America designates the KKK and Antifa as terrorist organizations and calls for making lynching a crime. Okay. I mean, what? While pledging to increase. Isn't that already a crime? While pledging to increase access to capital in the Black communities by nearly $500 billion, that's half a trillion, and gives, ladies and gentlemen, by your president, reparations. I don't guess Congress has to vote on it anymore. We're already here. The president was expected to tout the plan as a bold vision that can and will be achieved over the next 4 years. Also, he's talking about creating 500,000 new Black-owned businesses and 3 million new jobs for Black Americans. What about the people who actually voted for you? And not the people who are not going to vote for you, even in the light of this transparent farce.
And who also hate your guts, Donald Trump. If you don't think that the Black community generally despises you, look at the polls. Look, they haven't come over. It's not going to happen. You're offending your base. You're telling your base that you're taking money away from them and giving it to people that despise you and wouldn't vote for you under any circumstances.
All right, I got to cut to the chase now. No bull. We were all on here with Sam. People were saying it was one of the best shows we've ever had. We were talking about the pros and cons of Trump. You're still voting for the president?
You got to, because the left
is. But do you
so
like
bad.
This? You will, no. But you don't like it.
No, the thing is, I see the Italian hand of Jared and Ivanka involved in all of this. He's got to tune them out. He's got to totally, you know, listen to them. But whatever they tell you to do, do the exact polar opposite, because they are bad advisors. They believe, like so many people, that the civil rights movement was righteous and holy. It wasn't. It was the first of a pernicious series of left-wing egalitarian movements intended to wreck America.
Look, here's the thing. I disagree with you on this. I don't think the president's sincere at all in any of this, so I don't think any of it's going to come to pass. I mean, he may make lynching a crime. I mean, when's the last time?
He's
going to
make double parking flying saucers a crime, too.
When was the last time a lynching took place in this country? He may even push for Juneteenth to become a federal holiday, because that's like a Pyrrhic type of thing. But here's the thing. He's not serious about Antifa being a terrorist group. He actually declared them to be a terrorist group earlier this spring, and nothing happened. If they're a terrorist group, why in the world is a terrorist group that has been officially designated by the president allowed to continue tonight as we broadcast live on this show to run amok in Louisville?
And Nicholas Ray, the head of the FBI, says that white supremacists are the great threat, not Antifa. Furthermore, the silence is deafening about Black Lives Matter, which is obviously a terrorist group, not a civil rights group. My gosh, grow a set of cojones, Donald Trump, and start telling the truth.
Eddie, what do you make of it all?
Well, I'll tell you what. There is no, I've said this before, we're not going to vote our way out of this. We're not going to talk our way out of it. There is, actually, at this point in time, there is no peaceful way out of this dilemma. I'll go back to what Michael Hill said. There's no way out of this situation we're in, and this is me saying, without God Almighty. If you look at the big picture, first of all, Trump, and I've said this, we've all said this, Trump is not a white nationalist. He never has been. He never is. He surrounded himself with Jews.
I don't even know if he's white, but
he knows he's not stupid. He knows he's not going to get enough black votes by pandering these blokes
down
here in
Georgia. I'll tell you about that. Hold on 1 second. Sure. I'll tell you about that. We got to take a break. We're going to give you the 7-point plan of the Platinum Plan. We're going to continue to talk about this. Comments from Eric Stryker. Stay tuned.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues that affect the American West, its people, lifestyles, lands, and wildlife. The Loving Liberty Radio Network is proud to support the publisher's efforts to provide an active forum for solutions that preserve the vanishing American cowboy, farmer, and sheep herder. Each issue contains informative articles on life in the American West, along with breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of the cowboy spirit in our day. Each issue of Range Magazine also features great gift ideas, like the 2020 Real Buckaroo Calendar and the book Tales from Out There. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Just click on the shopping cart. The Loving Liberty Radio Network salutes the spirit of the American West and those who are keeping it alive at Range Magazine. Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
You know something is wrong when the media, global corporations, and governments are all colluding on a narrative that just doesn't add up. Do you seek truth, no matter where it leads? Want to understand how the world really works? Then take the red pill and register for the Expo of the Year. Come to G. Edward Griffin's Red Pill Expo, October 10th and 11th, on Jekyll Island, Georgia, birthplace of the Federal Reserve. And hear from Del Bigtree, G. Edward Griffin, Dr. Andrew Kaufman, David Icke, Alex Newman, Dr. Bradford Weeks, Sheriff Mack, John Rappaport, Tim Ray, and many more. Register to attend or live stream at home with friends and family at redpillexpo.org. That's redpillexpo.org. Because you know something is wrong.
To get on the show and speak with James and the gang, call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. And now, back to tonight's show.
All right, so this whole thing, this platinum plan that the president rolled out, look, I every time I want to get excited about this guy, he has to do something like this. Juneteenth is going to be a federal holiday, Trump says, if he gets reelected. Ridiculous pandering. It's a fake holiday, and his percentage of the black vote will still be low single digits no matter what. Better to go hunting where the ducks are, Donald. And again, this continued rhetoric about designating Antifa as a terrorist group is certainly warranted, but Black Lives Matter should obviously be included as well. Well, he can't name them because he's trying to go after their votes. And is there anyone left in the country who believes that the quote, KKK still exists as anything other than a few FBI agents LARPing on the taxpayers' dime?
Yeah, but if they arrested the KKK and put them in jail, they would depopulate the Memphis branch of the FBI by 50%.
Why are members of a presidentially designated terrorist group, Antifa, being allowed to take over Louisville and many American cities again tonight with no pushback whatsoever? Makes me think the president's insincere. But here it is. Here it is, and I want to toss it to the bombardier, Eddie Miller, the platinum plan. The platinum plan is only available to groups which do not vote for Republicans and will not vote for Donald Trump. But in order to win the black vote in the 2020 election, Trump is offering to prosecute the Klan as a terrorist organization. Whatever. I mean, it doesn't exist. Making lynching a crime. Making Juneteenth a federal holiday. Expanding the First Step Act by continuing to make historic improvements in the criminal justice system, which means, of course, more hardened black criminals will be let out of prison. Replace the failing public schools with school choice so that more black kids can attend private schools that white parents pay for because the public schools were ceded to them decades ago. $500 billion in capital for black communities. I mean, where did that number come from? $500 billion, along with $40 billion for black contractors. Now, who was being lynched in 2020? Jussie Smollett? Bubba Wallace? Okay. Hunter Wallace continues, what about identity politics? I thought the GOP was against playing identity politics and in favor of preserving the so-called American way of life. So you're doing that by offering to invest $500 billion in the black community by making Juneteenth a federal holiday? Who's being terrorized by the Ku Klux Klan in 2020? No one. No one is. It is Black Lives Matter that is being that is terrorizing the country for the past 4 months. Two cops were shot in Louisville. Execution style, two were shot in Los Angeles. But President Law and Order can't do anything about that except tweet because he would offend the black voters that he is desperately pandering to in Georgia. He is also already labeled Antifa domestic terror organization months ago, which predictably went nowhere. Hunter Wallace continues. What is actually being done, though? Well, we just mentioned it. More Gibbs, more concessions for blacks. Where's the platinum plan for white America? There isn't any. There's no plan for white America because Trump and the GOP take our support for granted. He just has to keep tweeting law and order. Whites are going to vote for Trump and the GOP anyway, even though he promises to do nothing for them in order to pander for blacks who aren't going to vote for him.
Well, one of the questions you asked, James, was, so why are the thugs being able to run loose in Louisville? And I would also add Portland and Seattle is because
and in many other places as well.
We have criminals. The communists are run the government. It's our government is thoroughly infiltrated with communists. The government in Seattle, the government in Portland, and probably the government in Seattle, excuse me, in Louisville, they are all hardcore communists. That's why they're letting these people run wild. You know, the Antifa, if you will see the head honchos of Antifa, look no further than your city hall. Look no further than your governors of these states. Look no further than the chief. Not the ground pounders, it's just the regular guys that ride the squad cars and the black and whites, but the chief of police, they're most of them are communists. That's your answer right there. And these people have to be defeated. They have to be defeated in the streets. People are saying, stay in your house. That's not going to work. We're going to have to go and get them out of their kicked out of offices one way or the other. Secondly, let's see. You asked me another question. Oh, this is what I'm hearing. Even though Trump said he's going to make Antifa and the Klan pay some kind of an order that they're a terrorist organization, it hadn't really been done yet. He said he's made it. That's going to be a campaign promise. But let me tell you what, that sucker made a lot of promises, and I can't tell where he's passed any one of them. We haven't put Hillary in jail. We don't have the wall. We don't have the borders closed. He hasn't done one damn thing I know for white people. It's been against white people. I tell you what he has done. He has bent over backwards and bent over literally for the Israelis. You know, our foreign policy in this United States is 100% for Israel.
Pappy, let's cut to the chase here. We asked Keith, we've been talking
in
about
China.
I am not backing away from what I said a couple of weeks ago because, again, if Biden gets in, you've got a billion new third world Americans. You've got open borders. You've got all of this. Trump is bad.
But they're coming out, James.
Biden is working. No, they're coming. But I'm telling you, Biden puts restrictions. Biden will quite possibly give us European Union style hate speech laws and hate, you know, all of that stuff where we're all in jail. We may all be in jail at this time next year. Yeah. You know, so I will say, thank you, Sam. Are you going to vote for the president? Or are you going to vote at all?
I don't think I can vote for either for the candidate because you know what? I think it's a mathematical possibility, probability. It's certain, a mathematical certainty.
Well, you know, the good news for you is you don't have to worry about it because Trump is going to win Tennessee going away. He's going to win Tennessee no matter what. So your vote's not really – none of our votes are really important in Tennessee because it's a solidly red state. So we can set out and do principle or whatever. But, you know, again, who would you rather have in there? Even in light of all this recent stuff, Trump still did do the stuff a couple of weeks ago where he fought back against
Here's
white privilege
thing.
And he did this and he did that we were so excited about. And then he comes back with something like
would
this.
Would you rather
and
die next week, slowly or fast?
Slowly. We've made that analogy.
Sooner or later, let me tell you what.
What would you rather do?
Sooner or later, people will have to decide, do you want liberty or do you want to live on your knees? I'm for one for an accelerationist. I think we need to get it.
Well, that's because your kids are grown. I still got kids I got to look at.
It's for you because you have kids. That's why you have kids, because anybody, all my brothers and sisters out there with kids, If you have kids, you deserve to be in the fight more than anybody.
Who's better, Trump or Biden?
I quote them the same. They're both a bunch of lying scum.
All right.
Back to you, Keith.
Keith?
Okay. Well, look, I've been listening to the conversation.
Question.
Well, Trump is better, but Trump is advertised as the ultimate alpha male. His behavior regarding blacks and the Platinum Plus plan shows that instead he is the ultimate beta male. He is on his knees. He is cucking. He is apologetic. He doesn't have the will to do what he knows is right because he has some advisors telling him that it is taboo to take any position that is anti-black.
How do you reconcile? I'm asking this seriously. I'm not making a point, but when asking this question, I'm not making a case. How do you reconcile Trump from 2 weeks ago with Trump in Atlanta this week when Trump comes out and says white privilege isn't going to be taught anymore, anti-white 101 is canceled, and then he comes back and he's offering $1 trillion to blacks
Because Jared and Ivanka got him to the side and said, you can't do this. Look, this is what he's doing. Look, what he is a beta male. He changes with the prevailing winds. Now,
how can you
let me tell you the problem
in his mind? How could he reconcile those two things logically and in his mind?
Well, he doesn't care to. He does. He's like the Queen of Hearts.
I'll tell you
words
mean.
Words mean what I say. They mean nothing more and nothing less. He's just like the Queen of Hearts in Alice in Wonderland. Now, what are we going? The thing is, if Biden gets in, you said it, we're going to have hate speech laws, we're going to have a packed Supreme Court, we're going to have new federal judges at the district court and circuit court level, we're going to have any number of changes that are going to be irreparable. You know, we'll at least have the structure.
You don't have your headset on, so music's playing. We'll come back. I think we may even have a caller. Music's playing. We'll be right back. I'll tell you exactly what's going on with Trump in Atlanta, by the way. I'll tell you everything you need to know about this. I'll tell you exactly what's happening when we come back.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
As expected, President Trump has chosen Amy Coney Barrett.
The president has nominated me to serve on the United States Supreme Court. If confirmed, I would not assume that role for the sake of those in my own circle. I would assume this role to serve you. I would discharge the judicial oath, which requires me to administer justice without respect to persons, do equal right to the poor and rich, and faithfully and impartially discharge my duties under the United States Constitution. I have no illusions that the road ahead of me will be easy, either for the short term or the long haul. I never imagined that I would find myself in this position. But now that I am, I assure you that I will meet the challenge with both humility and courage.
This is USA Radio News. Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
Your products are great, absolutely. You know, general aches and pains I have because I work outside a lot, gone. It's almost magic. It's almost too good to be true, you know, but it is. It's very true. Dr. Howard's done a fantastic service by creating this.
I work in healthcare, and I haven't gotten even a runny nose. I'm walking more. I'm exercising more. I'm doing more yoga. I'm pretty convinced that this is something to do with it. And you know what? I will never be without it because this was painless and easy. It's amazing. I'm telling you, it's amazing.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has lifted all coronavirus restrictions on bars and restaurants. That means they can open at full capacity in Florida, and counties are virtually powerless if they want to impose local restrictions.
If a local restricts between 50 and 100, they've got to provide the justification and they've got to identify what the costs involved with doing that are.
Until this announcement, local governments could go further in their restrictions compared to the state. A dad in the Bronx is being hailed as a hero. USA's Ken Burns explains.
He shielded his three small children from gunfire at a local car dealership. 39-year-old Anthony Jefferson was looking to surprise the mother of his kids with a new whip for her upcoming birthday. According to a GoFundMe page, he lost his job due to injuries from that incident. That fundraiser has raised well over $100,000 as of Friday afternoon. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Oh, yeah, oh.
It's time to jump back into the political cesspool. To be part of the show and have your voice heard around the world, call us at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, folks, don't forget, coming up, we are now at the halfway point of this live broadcast this evening. In the next hour, Patrick Dino Costa, Ryan. Now, this guy is a former Fox Sports radio host. Also, 5 years he put in with Sirius XM. I was on his show earlier this week. He said he was a big fan of the political cesspool. It just goes to show, you never know who you're reaching, even people who were formerly associated with corporate radio. Patrick Dino Ryan coming up. That's one you'll want to hear. He's going to share his story. And we're looking forward to that in the third hour. But we're going to go in just a moment to Kevin in South Dakota, our good friend. I want to just wrap this up with Pappy and Keith here about what I think was going on with this Platinum Plus plan. And if anybody doesn't know, that's the local strip club. But it's been closed for a while. It was also affectionately known as the Purple Church, but for anybody in town. But the Platinum Plan, why Trump unveiled that in Georgia, okay? Georgia is very much in play, okay? Georgia's a purple state now. Trump could lose Georgia for the first time in recent history. I don't know how far you have to go back to find a time when Georgia wasn't a red state, but Trump narrowly won it in 2016. The midterms were even closer, and it's going to be closer still in November, just a few weeks away, because Trump has done nothing to abate the illegal alien invasion of this country. So Trump could very much lose Georgia. So my thoughts are, he unveiled the Platinum Plus plan for Black America in Georgia, hoping that he can get his percentage of the black vote in Georgia up from 2% to 3%. And believe it or not, that may be enough to win him the state. If he can get one more percentage of the black vote, we know he's at 2% nationally on the black vote. Even in spite of all this pandering, of all the jobs he created and all of this and that and the other he did for people who never voted for him and never supported him and still don't, if he can get one extra percent of the vote in Georgia by offering them $500 billion in Gibbs, it could win him the state, Eddie.
Here's the thing. Have you ever considered the idea he might have done it because he's a typical New York liberal Jew? You know,
now he's Jewish?
He grew up in New York. All of his best buddies were Jews. Jews got him out of bankruptcy. His son-in-law's a Jew. He's been over backwards for the Jews in Israel. I mean, the man is a straight-up Jew. He probably did this. If he's going to do it, he hadn't done it yet. It's got to go through Congress. But he does it because he probably loves blacks more than he does whites. And I was pointing out to Keith, it doesn't matter what we've been doing. What we've been doing has not been working. We are not going to vote our way out of this. And I'll tell you, it's a mathematical certainty. In 29 states, people in the United States of America, the lower 48, for the last 2 years, the birth rate of white people has been overshadowed by the death rate. We have more people dying every year that are white in the white race in the lower 48, 29 states that are born. It's a mathematical certainty. We're barely, barely, barely trying to get by win this election with a pseudo white person who's really a crypto Jew in Donald Trump. And we're barely trying to win that election. We're probably going to lose it right now because we're being outvoted by coloreds. That's what we're doing, by coloreds and Jews. You know what? So every year, our population is going to drop. It's a mathematical certainty. We're not going to be able to vote our way out of this. What we're doing has not been working.
Well, Dick Griffin said this.
What should we do, Keith Alexander?
All right, hold on.
Have more sex.
Whoa. Oh, Keith, son. All right, put on your headset because we're about to go to a caller. But listen,
turn off the radio and have sex.
Ray Stevens said, turn your radio on. Turn your radio on. Get in touch with God.
Well, look, the birth rates are unfortunate, but the birth rates are because prospects for the future
are perceived of as being so negative for white people. That's the problem.
My hypothesis
once people determine that they have a bright future, all that will turn
around. We got to go to our caller, but my hypothesis on why he unveiled this, I think, empty plan, obviously, he's not going to give $500 billion away. I mean, where's that money coming from? Why he unveiled it in Georgia, my hypothesis, you think it holds water?
It does, but on the other hand, he may gain 1% of the black vote. He's going to lose 5% of the white vote doing things like this. You know, he's just...
Well, he's not going to lose your vote, though.
Yeah, but there are plenty of guys like Eddie, quite frankly, that are going to not vote for him because...
And Eddie, did you vote for him in 16? And he voted for him in 16. He's lost Eddie.
Prosecuting the Ku Klux Klan, please, come on. This is Earth calling Donald Trump. You may as well go after the Martians or something. The Martian threat is at least as great as the Ku Klux Klan threat. To changing the dynamics of power in America. That is the stupidest thing ever.
All right, hold on, Peppy. We got a caller who's been waiting for about 45 minutes. Kevin, our good friend Kevin in South Dakota. We love having callers in South Dakota. We reach them everywhere. Kevin, thank you for calling in. Thank you for your support. Thank you for being with us every week. What do you got?
Hey, Eddie. It's great to hear you back on the air again. It feels like it's been forever. I don't know how long it's been, but you're right about Trump, though. I just wanted to say that... you know, he's always been a Shabbos goy, but he is the lesser of two evils, though, I will say that. So, you know, I you said a lot of the right things tonight about Trump, though, and all that. Anyway, I've been thinking about the debate coming up on Tuesday, and, well, the supposed debate. And, it's no secret they don't want Biden to debate in the state that he's in. So I was just wondering, do you really think they're going to go through with it, or will they find some reason to cancel at the last minute?
This is a big question. This is an important question because I have been wrestling with this, Kevin, all the way through. I couldn't imagine any circumstance where they would allow Joe Biden, with his obvious cognitive decline, to go into an unscripted, unteleprompted, you know, even if they know the questions in advance. Unless Joe Biden's got an earpiece in his ear, and even then it's probably not going to be enough to save him. I don't know how he survives a debate with Trump. It's going to be total chaos. So I don't know. I'm going to be on live red eyes to live commentary during the real-time action there. But, Keith, I'll turn this to Keith. Keith, it's a good question.
Well, I think that if anything calls it off, they'll blame it on COVID-19.
They got three days to cancel it.
Well, they can say that he's come down with COVID-19. And, of course, if Trump calls BS on it, then they're going to say that, you know, he's a heartless person and this, that, and the other. The media's control, and it's the control that Eddie was talking about, is really what the big problem is. So many people just hear what's on network news and on the, mainstream publications like the New York Times and whatnot. And that's what they believe. That's the big problem. But we've got, they said that Bill Clinton was our first black president. I think you can make a much stronger case that Donald Trump is our first Jewish president. And, he really is in almost every way. And Eddie is absolutely on point that basically the same type of players are pulling the strings of their latest puppet. And Trump is their latest puppet.
You know, I'd like to. I agree with you wholeheartedly, Keith, on that. We got to get these headphones on. We're in our multi-million-dollar studio here. We had sure headphones, like we do at all these good patriotic radio stations. We're poor, but anyway, listen. If what do you want matter? Biden could come up there and just start. He can start giggling, and he could play. He could get on. You know what? He could get on a tricycle right across the stage. It doesn't matter. The debate will not matter one hill of beans because these communists that are going to vote for Biden, they wouldn't give a damn what he said. They don't care. But all they want is his man in there. You know why? Because they're evil. Biden is evil. Pelosi was evil. Your people, the people you're looking at. But people have taken over the Democratic Party are Luciferian Bushelviks. That's what they are.
We have a point of clarification, though, from our friend Rich. LBJ was the first Jewish president. So.
Well, that's a good point. Well, he was the first. Well, yes, he's right. LBJ is the one that sold us down the river with.
Now.
But, you know, these people.
It's like Eddie said before tonight. If you're getting a text from Rich, you know it's going to be praise. It's going to be.
It's seldom praise. No, but like I was saying,
It doesn't matter. It took me years to figure this out, people. I try to convert people over to righteous thinking, but like especially
the
people in Midtown.
Do you remember the time you tried to have a class? And we love Rich. I mean, Rich and Janice, I tell you, we wouldn't even be here without them. But
true.
No, we love them. But do you remember the time you tried to?
I know what you're going to talk about. The constitutional class at Macon Road.
You were going to teach a class on the Constitution at your local Baptist church, and you got like death threats from the congregation.
Yeah, and you know I got three people to show up, and they want me to buy the textbooks and stuff for them. I couldn't get them to do. But you know what?
Now, remember what about the time when you had the class on Esther?
On Esther. Well, you know what? That class kind of got dismissed early because I told them. You know, I was still new. They said, they said, because I'm a new Christian, I didn't understand. I said, I certainly don't. But, you know, I said, I thought we worshiped Jesus Christ. I didn't know we worshiped Jews. You know, I didn't know that in Israel. But, hey, I want to finish this point when we come back.
All right, when we come back. We'll be back.
Give me 1 minute.
One more segment.
I got 1 minute. I'm going to come back. I'm going to finish this point, by God.
Let's hang on and come back to political cesspool right after these messages here on the Liberty News Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Patty, wife of former Congressman Steve Stockman. In Congress, Steve sought impeachment of Eric Holder for his corruption of the Justice Department and his fast and furious gun running that caused Border Agent Brian Talley's death. Steve called for arrest of Lois Lerner for her contempt of Congress as it investigated her targeting of conservative nonprofit groups. After 4 years, four grand juries, and millions of tax dollars, Steve Stockman is in prison. His case involved four checks to nonprofits. DOJ has one standard for Hillary Clinton, but another for folks like President Trump and my husband. We've spent all our savings, all Steve's retirement, and much of mine. Steve Stockman has fought for you and America. Won't you join me now to fight for Steve? To help, text FIGHT to 444-999, text FIGHT to 444-999, or go to defendapatriot.com, defendapatriot.com.
I really don't want to talk about this, but I will. I'm just so mad. I didn't get asked to the junior prom, and it's raining, which means by the time I get to school, I'm soaking wet. Dad picked me up just after I left, and I was so mad I got out, and he said, wait, your mom said to give you this. I forgot my lunch money, and then I dropped it in the water, and I was late for history, and so at lunchtime, I had to find something on John Stuart Mill, which, of course, our library didn't have, so I had to walk all the way down to the office to call my mom, and she found something on the internet and called me back, and Karen, she wouldn't even help me, and that's a whole nother story, but Dad helped me conjugate nouns or whatever on the way to the swim team workout. And then he read my history paper while I was in the pool. And of course, I forgot the bibliography. So I had to do that with my mother when I got home. And it made me totally forget that I put my jeans in the washer that morning. And I hate it when they sit wet like that all day and smell like mildew. But my mom said she put them in the dryer while I was at the swim team. And, you know, I'm just not going to go to the prom, no matter who asks me. I just want to stay home with my mom and dad.
Family.
And just hang out.
Isn't it about time?
Unless Dustin asks me.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
I believe there will come a time when we are all judged on whether or not we took a stand in defense of all life from the moment of conception until our last natural breath. As a teenager, I gave my first public speech in my church. My hand shook, my heart pounded. I thought to myself, I can't do this, but somehow I did, and because I wanted to talk about things that were important, I persisted. I chided my church as a senior in high school for not seeming to care about the not yet born, for looking the other way, and for not taking a stand on life.
I will be in earnest. I will not equivocate, and I will not excuse. I will not retreat an inch, and I will be heard.
One thing I promise you, I will always take a stand for life.
Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom.
Oh, that's our song too. Donald Trump tonight, and I think the meaning of that song is, what are you doing? I mean, you know, we still try to find out the lyrics of that song, but it's associated with the black space program in Africa about in the 1960s, where they trained their astronauts by swinging in a tire swing and putting a
bottle rocket behind a old dilapidated school bus.
This is serious. They had the female astronaut trained for zero gravity by rolling in a barrel down a hill, but then she had to leave the astronaut corps because she got pregnant by one of the other astronauts. So that failed. But that's a true story. That's a true story. That happened.
Well, let me tell you, Eddie and I have been talking about it, and we've solved all the problems. We've got it all figured out. Here's what we figured out.
Ground control to Major Tom.
A certain group of people known as the Sons of Israel have always been quoted as saying they like to own both sides of each coin. The goys are all going crazy about Biden's my man or Trump's my man, and they get all agitated. And the Jews, with serene calmness, sit back and watch it because they know they own both Biden and Trump. And they will control the outcome. And the outcome will not be good either way for white Gentiles.
All right. That's fine. Hold on to it, Keith. Hold on to it right there. That's fine, but look at what the white Gentiles are doing. So we have this thing here at the University of Georgia.
Called Shabbos Goy.
Of Georgia. So there was a race row at the University of Georgia where this black female student was, if I'm not reading this wrong, accosting some of the
Roll down the hill
white,
in a barrel.
No. She was accosting some of the white male fraternity pledges there at this particular fraternity. And one of the fraternity pledges was accused of saying, "Dear Lord, please give me the serenity not to use a racial slur." And so once that comment reached the head of the fraternity, they self-suspended. They disbanded the entire fraternity at the University of Georgia because of that off-the-cuff comment. And do you think that curried any favor from the black female co-ed malcontent? No. She said, "No, that's not enough. I want you all to expel yourselves. I want them to be expelled." So it wasn't enough that they disbanded the fraternity because a kid says, "Lord, grant me the serenity not to use a racial slur."
Well, thank goodness she was satisfied with that. I think she'd turn into Japanese expecting them all to commit Harry Carey.
No, she wasn't satisfied with that. She wanted them to be expelled. She said,
"Well,
that's
I know she
right.
wanted them to be expelled, but she stopped at least at expulsion." I thought she would want self-immolation.
Well, here's the thing. It's pathetic. You know, we talk about what has, you hear it all the time, what has no place in our society. Oh, this has no place in our society. Men like this, young men at this fraternity, they have no place in our society.
And you know what? But they still stand tall, and they're the guys that have the
How
cojones.
Do they stand tall? What cojones?
No, I know the guys in running of it, but apparently there's a lot of rank and file members of that group that's called BS on all of this, and they're not disgusted with themselves. They're not ashamed of themselves. They're proud of themselves.
I don't know. I haven't read of anybody who said that.
Well, somebody that said, ironically, tongue-in-cheek, "Give me the strength not to say a racial slur," that was really a finger in the eye of that black protester. Thank goodness there are still. See, the thing is,
he's gone now.
Look, sooner or later, the little boy is going to tell the emperor that he has no clothes.
All right. And
that's what's going to happen. And when that happens, Donald Trump, Joe Biden, and all the rest of the cucks can go fly a kite.
Well, here's the thing about Trump. Trump is Jekyll and Hyde if it ever existed in a political candidate. One day he's Jekyll, the next day he's Hyde. But if I could think of one good thing Trump's done this week, it's at least in terms of getting the left
agitated.
Thank you, Keith. Yeah, he has not committed to leaving office if he loses. So he's not committed to having this so-called peaceful transfer of power. And who could? I mean, we've talked about all the vote fraud. We've talked about, I mean, the mail-in ballots and all the vote. I mean, this vote fraud any election anyway. Oh, but no. With all the mail-in ballots, this whole thing. No, Eddie, very quick. Let
me just say this. The only thing that would satisfy him is for him to put himself on the stake to be burned to death like Joan of Arc.
All right, so, I mean, what do you think about the whole mail-in ballots? I mean, we heard that with the provisional ballots. I don't know. I mean, maybe it happens before. I've never heard of it before. But they've been voting in the presidential election for like a month now. Since when did the presidential election voting start? In like August? But and I heard that in North Carolina, which is a swing state, it's like 6-1 Democrat mail-in ballots coming in so far. So anyway, and so in light of all of that and more, Trump has said, you know, we'll see what happens. When they asked him if he would leave office if he lost, he says, we'll see what happens. I give him credit for that. And to his eternal credit, in light of all of the things we've had to cover tonight about him, the fact that he has withstood, we talk about how much we've had to withstand it in our capacity as commentators. Every single day of his life for the last 4 years, he's been called everything but a child of God. He's never apologized. He's never backed down. Yes, he does this nonsensical stuff like the Black Plan, the Platinum Plus Plan that he's never really going to do. I mean, he does that, you know, is silly. It's silly. But the fact that he can withstand all of this the way he has, I will give him credit for it. It definitely has helped us in that, you know, the next time a random white guy is called a racist or a white supremacist or a neo-Nazi or whatever, said, oh, what? You know, I'm the same thing as, you know, the sitting president of the United States. I'm like that. You know, so it has helped us. It's been a net gain in that capacity. And, of course, when he does things, you know, completely triumphant, like the anti-white racism is canceled, you know, thing he did on
you
Twitter.
Tell you what I told the guys at Montgomery Bell when they called me a neo-Nazi?
No, I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear it. But what do you think about the peaceful transfer of power? And Trump saying he's not going to leave if he loses. Or no, he didn't say he wouldn't. He just didn't commit to leaving if he loses.
Well, so he didn't commit to leave if he loses? Well, if he loses, if Trump loses, I can't see him not leaving because, you know, as little as I think about him, you know,
you don't think he's got cojones that big.
I don't think he. No, I think he'll go ahead and leave if he gets defeated.
Well, I'll tell you another thing though, guys. Here, remember this. This is very recent history. This goes back to when I was cutting teeth and all of this with Buchanan, and it was because of Buchanan that this happened. You had the pregnant Chads. You had all of this stuff going on in Florida. Well, they called them hanging Chads. They called them pregnant Chads. They
called. Ask your question.
But listen.
Because we're running out of time.
In Florida, George W. Bush won Florida by 500 votes in the year 2000, and it came down to the Supreme Court. That's huge in light of what we've got right here with this new Supreme Court thing. If it comes down to a few votes, like it will.
Let me ask y'all this question. This is a litmus test question. What's going to change? What difference in foreign policy toward Israel and China is going to change if Trump loses or if Trump wins? What policy change is Biden going to have that's different from Trump's?
You haven't seen little.
Toward Israel and China.
The answer is very
so
little.
So what the hell difference does it make?
The answer is little, but you have not seen a new front open up in the Trump administration. You've not seen a new war front open up. You haven't seen another war like George Bush got us in.
Well, here, I'll tell you what the difference will be. There is a sizable contingent in the Democratic Party that is anti-Israel. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and the squad, and their sympathizers.
Might be better if the Democrats get in by
that
right.
Regard. Well, the thing is, you know, will they actually change things? I think it'll be one of these situations when all is said and done, more will be said and done. But you're right. Trump needs to appoint Amy Comey Barrett, ram it through, tell them they can send in their objections in a self-addressed envelope or whatnot, and forget about it.
Because
when she gets in, she'll be in the office.
There's been three recent Supreme Court justices who were confirmed in less time than there is between now and election day.
And more than that, if she is sitting on the Supreme Court on January the 20th or something, she will vote, hopefully, that Trump wins and he will be in the office. So that's the importance of this particular vacancy on the Supreme Court. He needs to move with haste. He needs to stop trying to appear to be a nice guy, because I don't care what he does. He can twist himself into a pretzel and kiss their behind, and they're going to say he's the worst guy in the world. So just ram it home.
Do you see any reality, even if well, hold on, I want Keith to answer this. Any reality, if Barrett is confirmed, which I think she will be, or whatever her name is,
Amy Comey Barrett.
They don't have the Christina Blasey Ford thing. Do you see any future where Roe versus Wade is overturned, even with like a so-called 6-3 conservative majority of the Supreme Court?
Even if it is overturned, you know what that means? that means that every blue state is going to have an abortion law, and every red state will not outlaw abortion. But basically, you're just about in that situation now. For example, Mississippi doesn't have an abortion clinic within the boundaries of the state, as I understand. So, see, this is what is, you know, it'll be a change without a difference. What's going to happen is it will go back to the states. Back when Roe versus Wade was decided, every state in the union had an anti-abortion law. Now, after the mind control of the past 40 years or 50 years, what is going to happen is that half of the country thinks that abortion is a great crime, and another half of America thinks it's a sacrament. So, you know, there we are. That's the split right there in America.
So you think the overturning of Roe versus Wade wouldn't have that much practical?
I think that basically it would just open it up for the states. The states would do it. I can't see the Supreme Court.
Playing. All right, music playing. Eddie, love you. 5 seconds, go.
Well, I'd just like to thank you guys for having me in tonight. I'd like to thank y'all for coming on my show tonight. And we need to do this again before too much longer. And good night, everybody.
But don't go to bed yet. Don't go to bed yet because we still got the third hour. But anyway, we'll be right back with our guest. No, thank you, Eddie.
I love y'all, people.